This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Pokhara declared Nepal's tourism capital. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to develop Pokhara as greener, safer and prosperous city. Home Minister Ravi Lamichani directs concerned sites to immediately implement Inquiry Commission's report on gold smuggling cases. Minister for Labour, Dol Prasad Arial, instructs officials to carry out reforms in the Foreign Employment Information Management System to issue labour permits within an hour. And Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his fifth term as president with a landslide victory. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has declared Pokhara as Nepal's tourism capital. The Prime Minister made the announcement amid a function organised in Pokhara yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal pledged to lend necessary support and cooperation for the development of Pokhara. He added that the government would accord top priority to develop Pokhara as further green, greener, safer and prosperous city. The Prime Minister also assured of seeking support and cooperation from the international development partners for the enrichment of the infrastructure development needed for the tourism capital. The head of the government said the investment summit that Nepal was hosting in April would be helpful in these efforts. On the occasion, the Prime Minister announced that the government would take initiations to operate commercial international flights from the Pokhara International Airport. He further said the government would take further measures to effectively operate the Korala Triveni Transit serving as the gateway to Muktinath. As he said, the scale of cooperation and monitoring would be intensified to conclude the Mid-Hill Highway and the Mughlin-Pokhara section along the Prithivi Highway. Also speaking on the occasion, Gandaki Province Chief Minister Surendra Raj Pandey said the announcement of Pokhara as the tourism capital would help in its branding. Likewise, Pokhara Metropolitan City's Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya expressed his belief that the announcement would contribute to improving living standards of the citizens of Pokhara. Meanwhile, addressing a gathering of CPN Maoist centres, leaders and cadres in Pokhara earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal claimed that the new power equation had to be formed to make the government's work effective and for collaboration among the communist forces. Home Minister Ravi Lamichani has instructed the concerned sites to immediately implement the report of the Inquiry Commission on the control of illegal smuggling of gold. During a meeting with Home Secretary Eknaren Arial, Inspector General of Police Basanta Kumar and Chief of Central Investigation Bureau of Nepal Police Syam Gewali held at the Home Ministry yesterday, Home Minister Lamichani instructed them to take actions against all involved in the gold smuggling cases and as indicted in the report. Similarly, the Home Minister further instructed the concerned sites to start the process of bringing the land of Basbari Leather Shoe Factory under the government ownership. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon has claimed that the economy was not in crisis and much improvement had been seen in the external sector as well. Addressing the 34th anniversary of the Citizen Investment Trust yesterday, Finance Minister Poon said the country's economy was not in crisis, though it was somewhat sluggish. He added that investment would gradually increase due to adequate liquidity in the banks and financial institutions. The Finance Minister stressed the need for having positive thinking and self-confidence in the market to increase investment. He also pledged to continue the positive policies and plans brought by the former finance minister and adopted by the previous government. On the occasion, Finance Minister Poon urged the Citizen Investment Trust management to invest the deposits with it in the productive sectors, large infrastructure construction projects and the employment generation sector. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Dol Prasad Arial, has instructed the officials to carry out reforms in the Foreign Employment Information Management System, FEIMS, to issue labour permits within an hour. during an interaction program with the FEIMS system supplier, Information Technology Section of the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security, and consultants yesterday. Minister Ariel asked the stakeholders to work for giving foreign work permits within an hour from coming Friday. The FEIMS was brought into use by the Department of Foreign Employment to make the jobs of Department of Foreign Employment more technology friendly, but the glitches in the system have caused a huge problem and more economic burdens to the migrant workers. Considering such issues, Minister Ariel has directed to reform the system so that the applicants could obtain the foreign labour permit within an hour after the submission of their documents from any part of the world. Likewise, Minister Ariel has hinted at looking for alternatives if the existing team failed to resolve the issues within a month. A team of IT consultants at the ministry has been keeping an eye on the FEIMS system since last week. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has claimed his fifth term as president with a landslide victory, faced with three other candidates who are alleged to be rubber-stamped by the Kremlin. But when the election official said results gave him more than 87% of the vote, President Putin said Russia's democracy was more transparent than many in the West. Meanwhile, supporters of the dead Putin critic Alexei Navalny did stage symbolic protest. At least 21 people have been killed and 38 others injured after a bus collided with an oil tanker in the Gerashk district of Afghanistan's Helmand province. According to Al Jazeera, Sher Mohammed Wahdat, head of the Information Department of Helmand's provincial government, said the crash on the Kandahar-Herat highway involved a motorcycle, a fuel truck and a bus travelling from Herat city to capital Kabul. The bus driver lost control after colliding with the motorcycle and crashed into an oil tanker travelling in the opposite direction from the southern city of Kandahar to Herat, sparking a large fire. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Pokhara declared Nepal's tourism capital. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to develop Pokhara as greener, safer and prosperous city. Home Minister Rabi Lamichani directs concerned sites to immediate implement Inquiry Commission's report on gold smuggling cases. Minister for Labour Dol Prasad Ariel instructs officials to carry out reforms in the Foreign Employment Information Management System to issue foreign labour permits within an hour. And Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his fifth term as president with a landslide victory. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.